This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, we have Robert Davis joining us. His book, which is in front of me, is called The UFO Phenomenon, Should I Believe? So I posed a few questions or flies in the ointment there, Bob. Would you respond to them?
Regarding the implant evidence from Dr. Roger Lear, and I suspect most of your listening audience is aware of his work. He was a podiatry surgeon. He had a great interest, of course, in the implant phenomenon, which people report to have received. Upon removal of these devices, which he contend actually moved away from his scalpel when he attempted to retrieve them, as if it had some type of reflexive nature to it. He said it was, if my memory is right, he said it was encased in a dense, gray, tough membrane composed of blood protein and skin cells, and there was no inflammatory process to the adjacent tissue, which is not customary for anything that's foreign being in the body.
I was just going to say, yeah, that he always would highlight the fact, the total lack of inflammatory response. I mean, this is a major thing that any time you put a foreign body inside the human body, it has a response to kind of kill the invader, if you like. And the only things like, I suppose, medical steel or, you know, whatever, clean metal, glass, plastic, you know, are the only things that you may be able to slip into a body that may not, will not produce such a response. But generally, and certainly if people are trying to argue, well, there's nothing unearthly about what's that, somebody stepped on a nail, a bit's worked its way into the guy, he's forgotten about it, 10 years later it's worked its way into a place where it's touching a nerve, now he thinks he's got something, they have a look. But these objects he's pulling out, they don't seem to fit into that category, do they?
No, while there is some unusual biologic activity associated with it, it doesn't again mean that some alien put it in there for whatever reason. It's nevertheless unusual, but he said upon the analysis of the implants that they were basically, I think he called it meteoric in origin, and it contained over 10 different elements. But they did a lot of analysis, one being a metallurgical analysis, which came back with the conclusion that it was, quote-unquote, if my memory is right, extraterrestrial in origin, and it included metals or isotopic ratios, I think, of the metal composition that was concluded by those who were performing the analysis to not be from Earth. Well, I'd love to see that independently corroborated by other researchers. We need that by more than one to see if we get the similar conclusions. Above all, along these lines in a sense, above all, I would love to give these individuals who claim to have repeated abduction experiences, of which there are many, it's very common, as you well know, to have repeated abductions over one's lifetime. Let's give them a DNA assay kit so that the next time they're abducted, they take it with them, right? And get some type of a skin sample. I say this kiddingly and not kiddingly. A skin sample, which obviously is not going to be allowed, possibly, and bring it back home. If we can get some DNA evidence, that above all will provide a basis for objectively confirming that we have some non-earthlings, so to speak, here. That would be significant. And maybe some future researchers will look at that as a distinct possibility, as absurd in principle maybe as it might sound initially. But there are certainly many other different types of approaches that should be initiated to better understand the phenomenon.
Right, Bob, I'm going to go back to the listeners' questions again from forum.theparacast.com. Actually, from a fellow Scotsman going by the moniker Spectre73, and he's got quite a simple question, and that is, do you think speculation on the whos and whys of the UFO phenomenon is important? Should we instead be focusing on the individuals who have the experience, what was happening in their life before and after? And I think we touched on that earlier on, but this is specific.
Yeah, we did touch upon that earlier, but that again is a very, very insightful comment and question. Yes, indeed. And the essence of where we need to go is just in that direction, which is, again, Free is attempting to do. Try to understand the essence of the experience by those who claim to have conscious recall of an encounter with some non-human intelligent being. If we can understand the so-called phenomenological aspects of it, the meaning and impact it had on their life from before, and the transitory effects that that experience had had after the experience, that would say a great deal, as well as trying to understand the psychological profile, obviously, of that individual. But yes, we did touch upon it prior, based on the positive transformative aspects of the encounter experience, relative to before and after the experience, which again is similar to those who have an NDE. But that is getting at the heart of the matter. Let's study the person. Let's try to figure out the true nature of their experience as best as possible. And that's what we're trying to do, not only from our surveys, which is somewhat cryptic, all or none, binary in nature, yes, no, increase, decrease, that's important, but the qualitative aspect of our research, the in-depth explanations that are being given to us, which again we're going to follow up with very in-depth interviews on the same subjects that have responded to our surveys, and phase three, the qualitative answers to 60 or so questions about various topic areas of the experience. That will provide, I think, some additional needed insight that hasn't been done before. We've had some small-scale studies in this general topic area done by a few others, many fewer people, basically under hypnotic regression. Kathleen Martin, for one, commend her work. She was a part of Free, and she will probably come back to us. She's done extraordinary work in that area. But again, her subjects were had hypnotic regression. Again, I'm not criticizing it, but I would prefer conscious recall for obvious reasons, many obvious reasons that I don't want to really get into now. It's not appropriate. But yes, the person that asked that question is right on.
What do you think about? Are you aware of kind of what goes on in ufology in, say, for instance, countries in the Far East, maybe Japan, China, apparently has got, you know, probably due to its population size, a very large UFO research UFO research population. Are you aware of any kind of parallel groups, if you like, that are investigating the same things that Free is, but, you know, in any, say, non-America's country or non-Europe country?
Yeah. I'm not that familiar with that, which is one reason why, again, we need to somehow put all of these organizations that are conducting research under one umbrella and share information. Otherwise, you can't make sense of all the data. It's independent in nature. We don't analyze the total population base or have the similar methodology to explore the same questions that are being asked. So that's one reason why we need to do that. But here again, we are doing research with other scholars in many other countries
We've got more to come with Robert Davis, Gene Steinberg, Gogs MacKay. You're in
the podcast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Chris O'Brien is on the road and unable to connect to us because he's kind of out of the area where he has decent cell service. We have Robert Davis, the author of The UFO Phenomenon. Our guest co-host is Gogs MacKay. Bob, you want to continue before we move on to other questions?
Briefly, just about all countries have a variety of organizations that address this phenomenon. Here again, all the more reason to, so to speak, defragment the fragmented worldwide ufological effort. And how that's going to be accomplished, I don't know. That's quite a monumental task. But the question, one question is, are there any psychocultural variables that are associated with the phenomenon? Because we do see that, for instance, with reincarnation evidence, countries that have a pronounced belief in reincarnation tend to illustrate a higher incidence of individuals who claim to have past life recall. Well, do we also see that with respect to the UFO phenomenon? That's just an interesting variable to explore further, nevertheless, among other, many other variables. That's one reason why we're conducting this research worldwide, maybe not completely, but we're incorporating certainly researchers in other countries.
You know, I have to wonder that this, when we talked earlier, when I asked you earlier on about, you know, what would we like ufology to look like if we were to kind of shake it all up and, you know, bring it to a state that we'd like to see it in. And I'm kind of reminded of how a possible chance in the past, back in the 70s, when the president of Grenada was going to be making a request at the United Nations about forming a kind of a UN committee to look at the subject. And, you know, at the last minute, you know, there were some interesting people involved in that. Jack Vallée was one of them, I believe. I know that this, the president, Eric Gray, I think his name was, or something like that, Sir Eric Gray, but he was persuaded kind of at the last minute to drop his official kind of question. And funnily enough, you know, very soon after, obviously the island was invaded as well, by America. And you've just got to wonder, was somebody putting the dampers down on that? You know, had that seed been planted then and been able to take hold, you know, who knows where we may have been today. But, you know, it does feel that, you know, when you get to the top of government and stuff, this subject is nonsense. And I just don't know how we're going to break through that particular glass ceiling, even if Hillary Clinton were to become president, and she's, you know, made a couple of pronouncements about ufology, and obviously she's got John Podesta as on her ticket, not as a running mate, but obviously an advisor and possible cabinet member. But I don't think it would go anywhere with her. I don't see any American or British government or Russian government coming forward with anything. Probably not China either. But maybe a country like France, but certainly one of the South American countries. I think that's where we may look to get something going.
Yes, you're right. There are obviously some countries whose government is much more open about the phenomenon with the public at large. The United States is certainly not one of them, unfortunately. But, of course, we can't rely on any government to facilitate an organized governance structure and associated research effort of the phenomenon. We have to rely on me, you, and other people to do whatever may be necessary, you know, by utilizing maybe some established organizations and modifying it in some way, or establishing a new organization from the ground up, like FREE, although FREE is not really a good example. But the point is that we need to get a group of dedicated people with the right credentials, mindset, mission, research capabilities, etc., etc. An idealized approach, which I address in my book, UFO Phenomenon, Should I Believe, in terms of where we need to go in terms of the governance of this and associated research. But the point is, and I think we all can agree, and maybe some can't, we are in a state of disarray this is not a unique perspective. And it's a very, very frustrating issue, a personal issue, as well as not only me, but many, many others I know share this position. We need to do something different. This is such a pronounced phenomenon that requires such dedicated attention by so many scientists and non-scientists to try to figure out what's going on, because the implications, if known, about what this phenomenon is, could be quite significant, again, on an individual and societal level. And even if we did organize a new structure and conduct many different types of research by independent investigators, we still might not draw any conclusion or gain any additional knowledge that we already have. But the point is, we need to try to do something different. Again, I'm tired of reading the books about UFOs over Brooklyn and the Bronx and Long Island, and my, you know, my aunt was abducted by XYZ. You know what I mean. There's too much of that nonsense out there. We all know that, and that's what turns off a lot of people in general, and obviously the scientific community. There's so much of this nonsense, and I don't know how to get across the notion that this should not be perceived as a new age pseudoscience. It should not be. There are so many aspects of the phenomenon that are so profoundly interesting and important and real and valid. And that's the only thing I will say with certainty. This is a valid phenomenon. That's all I can say.
Well, we talk about it all the time in the podcast, and that, you know, one opportunity should be for possibly enlightening some people, maybe to, well, we don't think we're going to get maybe the younger text mad, social media mad generation to physical conferences. But if we use the technology that they're interested in, Facebook, you know, Tinder, whatever, all these, anything that, and just, you know, anything electronic on the internet. But we need to move away from having serious researchers on the same platform as the fringe ones. And the really annoying thing for me is it seems that if you want to sell tickets to a conference, you have to almost, the ratio of like a big draw name to serious researcher name, it's about 5 to 1, as in you need 5 of the idiots who are not really teaching us anything and maybe full of crap, and to one serious researcher, but it's those 5 that the people are paying to go and see. You know, they want to see these certain people all the time, but they're not teaching them anything new at all.
Let's do our break here. Gogs Mackay is our guest co-host. Robert Davis is the author of UFO Phenomenon. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay. It sounds like you wanted to become Porky Pig. I can't do that imitation. Only one guy in the universe could do Porky Pig, and that was the late Mel Blanc. The UFO Phenomenon is the book. Goggs is making kind of a commentary there, and I think Robert would like to answer.
Well, yeah, it's a reasonable idea. And we go to these conferences and we hear the same thing, maybe with a different twist. We hear the certain spiritualist, metaphysical, hypnotic, regressive experiences that relate to abductions, and that's fine. And there may actually be considerable truth to a lot of it. Rosemary Ellen Galley, a member of our free, she is well aware, is a leading authority on all aspects of the paranormal, and she has considerable insight into this in terms of the association with the UFO phenomenon, again being one piece of a spectrum of paranormal events. But here again, I look at the scorecard where I'll be presenting at the International UFO Congress in February, and I'm going to present at a conference in Australia, and I'm looking forward to it for several reasons. But I look at the scorecard and the presenters and what they're talking about and who they are, and it's great. I try to listen to everyone. But the point is this: we don't learn anything about anything new about the phenomenon. Not that I'm going to present anything that's, you know, uniquely different, but I hope, again, to lay the groundwork for additional research to be done, stimulate interest. And that's my objective with FREE. You know, let's try to get the ball rolling.
Let me just tell you something here. As you were talking, I was thinking about the old days of vaudeville, where you had a number of these acts, singers, comedians, whatever, and they have this fixed thing they do year after year. They have the thing that made them famous, the single act, the single skit. And they do it over and over again. This is before they had television. So they can do the same thing at every venue. And to the people there, well, maybe they saw it once or twice before and they like it. Or maybe it's the first time for them. Of course, with TV, you use up all your material. And sometimes I think with UFO conventions, people come out there, they do their thing, and then the next act gets up there and they do their thing, and it's like a UFO vaudeville show.
It is.
Yeah, and you know, and they sell books in the process, which is all well and good, but it's hard to develop something new and different to study the phenomenon. I mean, that's why people focus on retrospective events. It is interesting, and they know people are interested in that. So it sells books, and thus they focus their attention on readership that is going to consume it in more than one way. But what's new and different? And there's nothing.
Well, what gets me is I can imagine, say I lived in Phoenix or something, I can imagine a circumstance in which maybe I'm trying to persuade a friend who's slightly open-minded, but not really into UFOs or anything. I'm trying to persuade this friend to come along and see maybe a certain speaker at a local convention. And I arrange to meet the guy there, and off I go, and maybe he turns up early. And as he walks in, the speaker on stage is maybe the one speaker I didn't want him to see, and he sits there and listens to, you know, whatever, and, you know, you were trying to get him to be exposed to a certain fact, certain point of view, whatever, and he comes there and sees all these people enthralled to a bit of a woo-woo crowd, true believer kind of thing going on. That person will just go, see, this is exactly what I thought they'd all be like. They'd be listening to stuff like that, which is obviously ridiculous. And, you know, and this friend walks off not having even had his chance to have his mind changed because he was a bit early or something. But my point is, in most things in life, you maybe can get to see, it doesn't have to be ufology, but you can get to see things that are a common theme or whatever. But it seems to be with ufology, you have to rub up right up against things and people and points of view that are almost completely opposite to your own, but it's still under the umbrella of ufology. And to the people on the outside, they think that, you know, we fall for it all, we believe it all and whatever. And how do we get away from stuff that's got no data?
Yeah, very insightful. You know, I'm inclined to forget about ufology with this data and go to other more established, respected, scientific-based organizations like the Society for Noetic Sciences that Dr. Edgar Mitchell founded. And for those who may not know, he was the sixth person to walk on the moon, a leading scientist, and he founded FREE. As well. He passed away over a year ago. Remarkable individual on so many levels. But here again, he believed in the phenomenon. And he's a proponent of the quantum hologram theory. And several physicists as part of FREE also proposed that theory as a possible explanation for all paranormal events, not just UFOs. But here again, presenting our evidence not only at UFO conferences, but conferences of consciousness studies. In fact, Ray Hernandez and I are going to present a paper at a consciousness conference. This is where This is where we need to publicize the kinds of results that we're obtaining, where we'll have an audience composed of more, let's say, a more scientific-oriented, less new-agey kind of crowd. I'm not putting them down. I applaud everybody who has some degree of interest in it, but be objective, don't debunk, and I think it's great. Communicate about it. It's a fascinating topic on many levels. But here again, there are other alternative audiences other than the International UFO Congress, which, again, I commend Alejandro Rojas, wonderful individual, has done a great deal for ufology, but Institute of Noetic Sciences, among other kinds of consciousness-based organizations, should probably be the focus of where we should present our research. I intend to, as well as physics, getting into aspects of the quantum hologram theory. We don't have time to get into it here, but that could be possibly explained as well, despite its controversial nature. And, you know,
so Bob, yeah, I was just going to ask you, can you give us a quick thumbnail on the quantum hologram theory?
Very briefly, it's one aspect of a theory in quantum physics that also relates to the multiverse, the possible existence, in other words, of alternate realities or dimensions that coexist with ours. Hawking was a proponent of it. Mikhail Kaku, many leading physicists, believe this to be the case. And it may provide the means by which consciousness could possibly exist apart from the brain. And the UFO phenomenon could be one line of evidence which supports this concept, as well as to explain NDEs and out-of-body experiences. You know, something having to do with the consciousness-brain distinction has been explained using holographic principles. Hammerhoff and Penrose, among other physicians, have, among many others, have looked at this and interpreted it in this way, as did Edgar Mitchell and Rudy Scheel. Again, who founded and is a member of our organization. But, you know, we get into the interconnectedness of matter that exists throughout the universe. You manipulate one here, and something light years away is going to respond in return. This might explain remote viewing, telepathy, which experiences contend that's the mode of communication.
Let's break here, and we'll continue with our final segment about the interconnectedness. Interconnectedness, what a concept, and also a pretty difficult word to say sometimes. Robert Davis, Gene Steinberg, Gogs MacKay, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Now, in connection with what you were saying, Bob, about this interconnectedness that might explain remote viewing or telepathy, what about travel? Could one travel from one place to another instantaneously by some means on the same basis that we are interconnected somehow?
Teleportation. You know, if you ascribe to some of the reports by, again, experiences, they contend that that happens to them. They are teleported. You know, dematerialization occurs. Again, what governs that? Who knows? And quantum physics does address that at some level. Obviously, we do not have confirming empirical evidence to support it, but mathematically, conceptually, it may very well be real, yet to be proven, of course. It's not getting into time travel, which Stephen Hawking, you know, does not agree with, but teleportation may in fact be the case in terms of consciousness, especially being teleported. You know, the non-locality of consciousness, the ability to perceive events at a distance from the physical body that's deemed accurate in terms of obtaining information from elsewhere without using the ordinary senses. And people with the NDEs and vertical OBEs, out-of-body experiences, at least there's been evidence that tends to support that in many individuals. So, you know, what is it? Does it prove that consciousness and the brain are two separate independent entities? They are dependent at one level, but not on another level. And once the brain or the hard drive ceases to function, then consciousness may potentially persist in another realm of existence, in a different time and space, in another alternate dimension. I know these are very vague, hard to wrestle with terms, but this is the concepts that are thrown out in the field of quantum physics. It's hard to grasp. But I encourage individuals to read a bit more about quantum physics, which might might potentially explain this. However, when people are abducted and they ask questions about, you know, what the heck's going on here, sometimes answers are given about quantum physics. And one common thread is that our notion of quantum physics, so reported, is immature. But we may be on the right track. Nevertheless, the coexistence of alternate dimensions is a common theory, yet to be proven, obviously. But the quantum hologram theory of consciousness tries to explain these various modalities of contact experiences with non-human intelligences. And we're trying to get a better understanding if we can try to associate these types of experiences with principles of science. And boy, that's easier said than done, obviously. And we may be able to make a small dent in the overall picture. But again, we need to provide some degree of foundation by which other scientists in the future can build upon and possibly expand this into a model that is validated or not. And that certainly remains to be seen. But this is the direction ufology needs to go. And I'm not counting on ufology, MUFON, etc. to do it. They don't have the means to do it. They don't have the personnel to do it. And that's why we need a new ufological mission organization. I'm not looking to run it, but all I'm saying is something dramatically different must happen in order for us to gain some degree of understanding of this most profound and perplexing phenomenon that begs for attention by mainstream science and the public at large. And until we do initiate this organized effort, process, we're going to be twiddling our thumbs and wasting our time going nowhere trying to understand this phenomenon.
Robert, you'll be aware of the term the Invisible College, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I just wonder, I'm sure I've heard kind of, it was obviously probably on the podcast, I'm sure I've heard relatively recently that maybe guys like Jack Vallée are involved in some research right now, but they're being anything but public about it. And I wonder if, because I think America probably is the last place where your ideas of a new open, maybe multidisciplinary look at these basically a lot of things all boiling down to consciousness, really. You know, I wonder, is this going on already? But because of the way the subjects are perceived, that maybe nobody's talking about it. So in a way, it's kind of secret itself. It may already be going on.
It may very well be. And yes, I do get a sense that consciousness, quantum physics, are key underlying parameters that must be explored further in regards to this and among many other phenomena. I'm almost certain, no evidence to support it, but I'm almost certain that whomever, wherever, part of the CIA, military, who knows, or think tanks, independent researchers, yes, are focusing their efforts in this direction. I think a lot more is understood, known about things we're talking about this phenomenon, that we do not obviously have access to. And we want the government or whomever to disclose what they know of Roswell and you know, the Disclosure Project and things that Dolan talks about and others. That's all well and good. Excuse me, waste of time. What we need to do is get disclosure, however, on just what we're talking about, possible ongoing research in these areas by key individuals who are not going to disclose this information, I think for obvious reasons, but they're onto something, and I think this is what we're getting from our research. This is the direction, we may be wrong, but I think this is the direction, consciousness, quantum physics, and other associated issues. But these are the key elements that need to be researched. And yes, it is likely occurring in some way, shape, or form, for whatever means, reasons, I don't know. Well, to understand the phenomenon, to whose benefit, not entirely sure. But the point is, the public at large, not secretively, should be engaged in similar type of efforts. And we certainly have personnel worldwide who are more than willing to do that. How we unify that effort, how we provide funding for that effort are the key questions.
Do you expect, we have only about a minute or so to go here before I get closing credits. So, Bob, do you think we're going to see any success at all, even if we don't throw out ufology? But if we do and give it a graceful burial at long last, do you see any real progress? As you say, maybe not in our lifetimes.
Progress? Yeah, probably not. I think we'll gain more insights from individual experiences that may set a good foundation for further research to explore the essence of the experience. That, I think, is the key, the impact on the individual, the transformative effects these experiences have, its correlation with other types of phenomena. Yes, indeed. Trying to connect the dots, which is easier said than done. Ufology, the way it stands, they'll never get at the issue at hand. They'll never uncover what's going on by a long shot. Long shot. They're on the first step of a ladder that reaches to the World Trade Center. We're going nowhere. We're going nowhere. Nevertheless, it's entertaining. It's interesting. We've learned a lot. I commend you all, people. I commend you all, researchers who have focused attention, who have done research. You're wonderful.
Robert Davis, please tell our listeners quickly how they can find out more information about what you do.
My website is theufophenomenon.com. That pretty much will tell it all. I've obviously been on other radio shows. They can find that on my website and Google. But more importantly, listen to your show, which I have great respect for. You do wonderful, wonderful work. I've been a big fan for many years. And focus on what the research is that FREA is undertaking, experiencer.org. We share our survey results.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. Look for the Paracast Fan Clubs, plural. On Facebook, check out the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com for the commercial-free version of this show, the exclusive After the Paracast podcast, show transcripts, videos, a whole lot more, and for lifetime and five-year subscriptions, free ebooks, lots more coming. Learn more, how to sign up, plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Robert Davis, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Yeah, thanks, Robert.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much. You've been wonderful hosts.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's ROCKOIDS.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.